And I don't blame any defense attorney for doing everything possible. I mean, what if he does find somebody? I mean, there was the allegations that I believe he raised that there may have been some cult activity in that area. What if that's correct?
I want to ask you about that. I mean, one of the things I've posted on the website is something called In Lone Defense of Scott Peterson by Jen Schroeder, who says, well, there's a lot of satanic activity. As a matter of fact, she says, we don't do enough coverage of that, and it turns it into sort of a diatribe about insufficient coverage of satanic groups. But you talk about something that's circumstantial. I mean, these are people who are now trying to come up with a theory that, as far as I can tell, has no proof attached to it either, does it?
No, but again, you know, he's trying to do everything he can. You know, obviously, when you try a case and you lose and a jury rules against you, you call into question everything that you did. I mean, obviously, you would do everything differently because you didn't get the result you're looking for.
Mr. O'Brien, isn't it the case that a lot of murder cases are, in fact, circumstantial, and people do have to connect the dots, and quite often do connect the dots, and that is standard operating procedure?
Yeah, and many times they get it wrong. I mean, we've had a large spate of people getting off death row on newly discovered DNA evidence showing that they couldn't possibly commit the crime that they were convicted
of. Okay, but I'm not aware that DNA entered in any part of the equation. That's you're creating a whole new class of controversy here.
Well, not in this particular case is DNA.
So we will set aside the DNA cases. I mean, I'm just curious, what do you think, unless they somehow came up with, what would they have to come up with? Fingerprints, they'd have to come up with forensic evidence that would somehow get Scott Peterson off. Can you imagine, given what we've seen in this trial, that any such evidence is available anywhere?
Well, how about some direct evidence? I mean, in this case, there's absolutely none. And, of course, people get convicted on circumstantial evidence. I recently lost a circumstantial evidence trial before a jury, and it's a big feeling. But the fact is that circumstantial evidence cases are some of the most incorrect convictions that we have in the judicial system.